Listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I am that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and not coming to you from the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA tonight, but out here in South Dakota somewhere. Don't want to put myself on the bullseye, so I'm not going to tell you exactly where we're broadcasting from. But anyway, we are here in South Dakota. And we've certainly had a trip, quite a trip, across the country so far. And I just thank you all very, very much for your prayers, because I think the reason we're here in South Dakota is because of your prayers. And so it's just a delightful opportunity to share with you a couple things tonight about our trip. But first of all, I want to thank those who have stood in for me on the program, Drew Raines, dear brother, Marine, always a Marine. I understand that he's done just a wonderful job from people that have told me at my office and other places that he always does a great job. So we want to thank Drew for being on the program and taking over the reins for me while I'm gone. And then we want to thank Trish and Sam, too. I believe last night they were on and talking about the micro-broadcasting and how important it is for us to develop that across the nation. I want to thank Sam and Trish for being on the program and standing in while I was off with my bride going across the country. Some of you will know that my bride is undergoing cancer therapy, and we've taken off from Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho, and headed back to Indiana, where she will go daily for her cancer treatment, and we couldn't do that in Idaho, and so it's good to be here with her and be able to share this great challenge in her life with my bride. I'm just praising the Lord that I can be with her. It's not difficult at all. She's a wonderful lady who takes care of me so much of the time that I want to take care of her as she's going through this challenge in her life. She's a 22-year military veteran and been through a lot of challenges in her life. A master sergeant, retired here just a couple years ago due to the Gulf War syndrome. She was in the first Gulf War and was very heavily poisoned in the first Gulf War, and praise the Lord, she didn't die like 11,000 plus of her fellow soldiers did from that war and from the poisoning that they underwent. So anyway, folks, I'm here, and it's good to be in our room tonight where we can relax a little bit, because it's been a tiring day. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Sorry if I sound a little tired tonight. Been a fairly grueling day. We took off at 7 o'clock this morning, and it's been just drive, 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 and stop and drive, and a little tired right now, but it's good to be back with you again. Missed being with you. And I want to tell you a little bit of a few things about our trip so far. God is truly, truly God, and you can't get any better than that. And about 3 weeks ago, maybe almost 4 weeks ago now, we lost a good friend in Kamei, Idaho. We had a man who lived very close to our mobile home, he had a Indian wife from the Nez Perce tribes, a wonderful little gal, about 60 years old. And she was such a blessing, especially to my wife, just treated us so well. And we were, my wife and her became such good friends together. And about 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks ago now, she was driving along the beautiful Clearwater River, Highway 12 from Lewiston over to Kamei in her little vehicle. She had a small little four-seater economy car, and a tree fell on her vehicle. Now, if you can imagine this, folks, she's driving her little vehicle along Highway 12 right along the beautiful river, and a tree just happens to snap off and fall on top of her vehicle and kill her instantly. And so it's been a difficult time, especially for my wife here the last few weeks, because this was a close friend of hers, and she loved her very much. And we've been talking about this situation, folks, about what is the probability and the possibility of something like that happening. Can you imagine going 50 miles an hour? I would imagine she was doing about 50. That's about the speed limit is 55 on Highway 12 there. And all of a sudden, a tree breaks off and falls across the road, striking her car perfectly on the hood to crush it and kill the occupant in there. I mean, the possibilities and probabilities of that happening is just incredible when you think about it. And so her husband tells us that he believed that his wife was getting cancer. And his explanation, very, very sad situation, because he had just retired just a few days before, and his wife and him were looking forward to doing a little traveling and having some time off. They worked very hard, and all of a sudden, she's dead. And he tells us that she was getting signs that she was developing cancer. He believes the Lord just decided to call her home. And I just can't tell you how astounding that situation is when we all drive down Highway 12 and drive by these beautiful, beautiful pine trees that are there for hundreds of years. And so anyway, bring you up to date here. Yesterday, my wife and I were coming through Montana, and it was snowing and it was raining, and we were driving along with the traffic, and there was about three cars ahead of us, a couple trucks, a couple big 18-wheeler trucks, and a car. And then we were the fourth car. And guess what happens? A big tree breaks off and goes all the way across Highway 12 and blocks all of our traffic. I mean, we can't move. It breaks off, falls across both lanes of highway, and no cars can then move from north to south in either lane. And that was astounding, because my wife is sitting there, and I'm sitting there looking at this big tree that broke off and was about three cars up from us, two tractor trailers and then a little car. And, of course, that brought the images back to my wife about what happened to her dear friend. And, of course, we prayed immediately and thanked the Lord that nobody was underneath that tree that come careening down and covered both lanes of the street. And so, anyway, that was the beginning of our trip. Basically, the event that kind of startled us and made us praise God that nobody died in this incident, and this highway patrol came along, and with the help of the truckers, they were able to push this giant tree off the road to where traffic could get around it. Well, we continued on with the snow and the rain. And then we got up to a certain position in the mountains and started coming down. And it was all of a sudden, the rain stopped, the snow stopped, and, folks, we have not had any rain or snow since then. And so it would have been a perfect trip had our little one of our little attack dogs, little Yorkie, 5-pound Yorkie, little Dono hadn't gotten sick on the trip, and we had to take him, when we got to Wyoming, we had to take him to the vets and have x-rays done of his chest area and esophagus, because he had before we had left for the trip, he had gotten sick with tonsillitis, the doctor said. And so he had given him a shot before we left Kamei, and it had been several days. And all of a sudden he got sick again, so we had to go to the vets there in Wyoming. And the doctor gave him an x-ray and looked to see if there was any blockage, because it was his heavy breathing. He was having trouble breathing. And the doctor didn't see anything, but he gave him a shot and told us to give him some antibiotics, which we've been doing, and he seems perfectly fine now. And so today we're coming down the road, and our other little female Yorkie, little Tessa, gets sick and throws up in the truck. And then my wife has felt good and bad on the trip, you know, and so it's been an interesting trip, but we're praising the Lord for safety, for our safety, and we seem to be progressing along as best we can, and we want to thank all of you for your prayers. Thank you so much. It's dangerous out there. It's doggone dangerous out there, as you know, and we're going the northern route. And thought we'd run into more snow and ice and rain and sleet, but it's just been absolutely beautiful. Today it was probably 65, 75 degrees through the rest of Wyoming, and as we're proceeding through South Dakota now. And so we're just pleased that the trip is going along well, and we're trying to get there as soon as we can so my wife can start her treatments. But I'll tell you what, we see every day, folks, where prayer is so important. And so we just covet your prayers, and thank you so much for that. By the way, I hope everybody that sent us a card or sent us a letter or sent us a donation for our first trip down to Indiana, you folks were responsible for us being able to make the trip for her to go get her cancer surgery in the summertime. And we finally, my wife wanted to do all of the letters herself to thank everybody for the cards and letters and the donations. And she's finished it up. She's got them all signed and she got them all sent out. So this is really exciting for her, because you folks who have sent us the letters and sent us the cards, sent her the cards and told her that you were praying for her and said the nice things that you've said to her and sent her information, she wanted to be sure and sign every one of those cards and letters to you and say thank you for helping her through this challenging situation. I want to give out our address in Indiana so that if you feel led, we would certainly love to have you write to us down there in Indiana, because it's the highlight of my wife's life going through this situation to get your cards and letters. And thank you, too, for those who have sent us a little donation here and there, because once again, we are financially in need. And keep praying, help pray with us that somebody will send us a loan, because we need to get through this situation once again, and we will repay the loan to those that send us a little loan. It can be as much as $50, $100, whatever, so that we can get through this situation once again. But anyway, let me give you our address, and from my bride, who just walked in the door here, and she's laying down in the bed with our two little attack Yorkies, and they look like they're kind of tired, and she sends her love to all of you out there, and wants me to give you once again our address in Indiana, and so we can hear from you, and then we can write back to you and stay in communication. So if you'll get your pencils and papers, we'll be right back in just a couple minutes and give you that address. Okay, this is That Old Cop, Jack McLam, and we'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, folks, welcome back. It's so good to be back with you tonight. I'm Jack McLam, and my bride Angie is with me, and we're heading to Indiana, and the Lord is just seeming to be with us, and that has a lot to do with prayer, of course. And so we want to thank you and give you our address once again so we can stay in communication there in Indiana. And here is that address. You can make the envelope out to Angela McLam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like Lamb, McLam. And we're at Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, and that's W-A-D-E-S, as in Sierra, V-I-L-L-E, Indiana, 47638. That is, once again, Post Office Box 84, Wadesville, W-A-D-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, Indiana, I-N, if you don't want to spell it out, 47638. Love to hear from you. Believe me, it's just the highlight of the day when Angie gets the cards and letters and people, our brothers and sisters across the nation are, and even in other parts of the world, are praying for her and praying for us. And so I want you to know, too, I pray, we pray for our listening audience out there, too, our brothers and sisters that love us and show their love for us. And As you pray for us, we pray for you too. Well, I hear on the news that Rosa Parks passed away, and my goodness gracious, you would think it was the President of the United States. Rosa Parks, laying in the rotunda in Washington, D.C., the flags across the nation where we're watching today are at half-staffed. Absolutely incredible, folks, for a little black lady who did a lot of remarkable things in her lifetime. And I don't know how many of you know, I would just say this to begin with, that nobody is happier with the fact that the black people are not held as second-class citizens today as they were when I grew up in Washington, D.C. And I'm pleased, you know, that the black people don't have to go into separate bathrooms now and are allowed to eat in the restaurants and all that. When I was a kid, it wasn't like that when I grew up in Washington, D.C., so I'm very pleased with those changes. But I want to give you a little history, if you don't already know about this history. And if you're a Republic Broadcasting Network listener, which you must be or you wouldn't be listening, you probably already know these things. But I just want to remind you that Rosa Parks was a well-known communist in the Communist Party, along with Martin Luther King and others, in that freedom movement, civil rights movement of that time. It's well documented. If you'll go on the web and just put in Martin Luther King and some of the information I'm about to give you, you will read a lot of very interesting information about this situation. And it is verifiable, okay? So just to give you a little background on Rosa Parks, and I want to thank our brother Ed Toner for sending this in from New Jersey to us, because it's background we've known for years here at our two police and military associations about the communist movement in America and who were some of the leaders and so forth in the white community, in the Jewish community, in the black community, in the Latino community. Yes, very hardcore communists running our nation today, folks. And Rosa Parks was a part of that. I would say that her courageous act to refuse to sit in the back of the bus, as she was ordered to do, was very courageous. But we also know it wasn't a spontaneous act on her part. And if you check the history out and get the full story, unfortunately, you know, if you talk about this, you're going to be deemed very politically incorrect by your friends and relatives and associates today, because Rosa Parks is worshipped as a saint. But she was supposed to do what she did. It was something that she was told to do. Rosa Parks was the secretary for the local NAACP, and in August of 1955, 4 months before her bus incident, Rosa Parks attended the Highlander Folk School in I don't know how to pronounce that place. Montelia, is that it? Tennessee? I could never pronounce that word. I think it's Montegle. Montegle, Tennessee. That's probably as close as I'm going to get. Now, this school was started in 1932 by some very well-known communists in the Communist Party. So what was Rosa Parks doing there in August of 1955? We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Just talking a little bit about one of our local well-known communists in the nation. We have so many well-known communists in the nation. Rosa Parks was the secretary of the local NAACP, who's just loaded with communists. Even today, matter of fact. And in August 1955, just 4 months before the bus situation that she refused to sit in the back of the bus and got all the attention, she attended the Highlander Folk School in Mount Eagle, Tennessee, because that's what it spelled phonetically would be. Now, this school was started in 1933, as I said, by Miles Horton and James Dombrowski, both top members of the Communist Party. The school's original purpose was to train communist activists in America. And they were very successful. A lot of people that became well-known communists in our nation went through that school. Some of the things that they were trained to do is to cause strikes in businesses, hold protest marches, and march and hold up picket signs and everything, which, you know, during the 60s they were very successful at doing, and 50s and 60s. And so the Textile Workers Union was one of those that they struck and tried to run out of business, and it was completely controlled by the Communist Party, the Textile Workers Union. Now, I'm taking this from my knowledge as a police officer who studied the FBI files and other intel on these organizations. And our brother sent this over to us, reminding us about this, and so I'm using his material, but I know this myself through my studies over the years. Rosa Parks attended summer training at the Highlander Folk School in 1955, 56, and 57, and we actually have pictures of her in law enforcement, of her sitting next to Martin Luther King, sitting on the front row in the Highlander training classes, the communist school for communist agitators, in September the 2nd, 1957. She was not just a poor, tired black seamstress, okay? She was a communist agitator and very, very good at what she did. And I will remind you folks that months and months ago, I read you a statement out of the Congressional Record. Some of you will remember that statement by one of the top communists in England who wrote... in his book, you know, I can't even remember the name of the book, but it was written way back years and years ago, 1933, something like that. Or no, 1917, something like that. That they would come into America, the Communist Party, and they would raise up certain members of the black community, train them in communist methods of infiltrating and overthrowing a free nation, and install these people after their training in the communist schools as leaders in the black community. And of course, that's what we have much even today, leading the black community. Even some of the preachers that I know, and I knew in South Phoenix, and I knew in Washington, D.C., where I grew up, were communists, and they were Christian ministers, allegedly Christian ministers. But they were there working for the Communist Party. So Rosa Parks was a part of all this, and she was told to go sit in the front of the bus, and that was not on her own. She was told to go do this to cause exactly what happened here in the civil rights movement. So, now that old city bus, very much like, I don't know if it's the same one, but very much like the one Rosa Parks rode on, is on display at the Rosa Parks Museum in Montgomery, Alabama. And children are regularly brought to the bus on field trips to hear the harsh recorded voice telling all blacks to move to the back on a voice tape recording. This is, sadly, folks, it's designed to instill the feelings of guilt and self-hate in little white children that are made to go and go through this thing. And, of course, this is what the top communist in Britain said in his book. And when I get back to my office, I can share that with you again. I can't recall at this very moment the name of that book written in the early 1900s by the top communist in England, in Britain, about coming into America and choosing black people to raise them up in leadership of the black community to agitate the blacks against the whites and cause the civil rights movement and cause a chaos in the community, because the communists have always worked for chaos in the community. And he wrote this in his book, that they would create the major amount of chaos as they could in the American community, and they would use the black leadership to do that. So it's all documented, and I will say that it is sad that even in the book from England that was written back in the early 1900s by the top communists, he said in there that they would install a guilt complex in the whites that would cause them to be able to use the blacks to rise up in the communities and in society and cause a lot of problems and chaos. And so some of you will remember me reading that to you actually right from the congressional record, read by into the congressional record by a lady called Granahan, Mrs. Granahan. And I've got that. We've got it in our files. If you'd like to see it, you can get a hold of us there, and we'll tell you where to find it in the congressional record. So Rosa Parks is not a saint, even though she's being treated like that today. But she was brave in that she did something that could have got her maybe even injured when she did go sit in the front of the bus. And she was told to sit in the back of the bus. So even our communist leaders have a lot of bravery, folks, in America. And so in reality, Rosa Parks is a civil rights heroine today. But for those of us that have done our research and our study of history and have seen the documents, she was also a well-trained communist agitator. And so we want to thank Ed Toner from New Jersey for sending that over to us again. I was able to pull it down off my email to use it for us today because, of course, I'm out of my office and don't have all this information available to me. By the way, folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, I'd love to have you call in. Let's just open the phone lines up here for the last 20 minutes of the program. The number to call in is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to make a comment or you'd like to ask a question or something like that. Yes, I have been known, and any of you have listened to my programs, the Officer Jack McGlam program, I am a defender of the black community. And I don't like to see the black community set upon by the communists and made to follow leadership such as Martin Luther King and others who were not what we were told they were. And if you don't believe me, just go on the web. The best thing you can do is go on the web and read about Martin Luther King and his antics. He wasn't a Christian minister the way you and I think of a Christian minister. He did all kinds of things that I won't get into tonight, but I'm sure you've heard about his record, womanizing and all kinds of activities. And so it's broke my heart over the years to see very fine black people have these as their heroes when they need to have heroes that are really righteous people. And so it does bother me that in the white community, we've done the same thing. We have heroes in the white community today that are absolutely disgusting human beings, like George W. Bush, for example. That's the hero of the white community, for the most part, the Christian community especially. And the man is absolutely demonic. And so it is sad when you do your history studies and you do the research and you know what's going on, you truly feel sorry for those people that are misled into following heroes that are just the opposite of what they think they are. So, once again, if you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to also thank a young lady, Nancy Levent. Nancy Levent put together a very interesting report here. And from what I understand, I don't know Nancy Levent, others through her writing, but she wrote an article for newswithviews.com. And it makes me think and believe that she knows exactly what she's talking about. She's described here what is going on in our society in a title of her report that says How to Fight the War Against Corporate Terrorism. Nancy Levent, L-E-V-A-N-T. And she has this to say, and I think it's remarkable because she's really explaining exactly what's going on today and how we should react to some of the things happening. Here's what she says. The facts are in, and global governance is a multinational corporate manufacturer. It's really quite easy to understand. Level the national playing fields, whereby creating a global cheap labor force, outlaw private property and the ownership of private property, while mandating corporate ownership of property, level the tax burden, which actually brings in more taxes, tax dollars, to fund corporate government, and add new tax burdens like taxable use of the oceans and the globe in many areas, taxable drinking water, which has already been proposed, enforce military service and volunteerism, jail as many as possible of the American people to create a even cheaper and compulsory labor force, and work steadfastly towards the permanent elimination of useless eaters, such as the sick and infirmed, the elderly, the social troublemakers, and the less intelligent, and finally, eliminate religious beliefs. For corporate criminality to go mainstream, the public sense of right and wrong needs to go. I don't believe you will ever see a more concise explanation of corporate intentions than what I've just stated here. And she's absolutely right, folks. You know, all these things she's talking about are coming to the front, if they're not already in a program, already in action right now. It's programs that are on their way. And so I will go to the phones now. We understand somebody's on the phones. Paul, who was it?
Bill in Austin.
Okay. Bill in Austin, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. Doing okay, my friend.
Yeah. Is it okay to talk about most anything?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, well, I'm taking a foreign policy class right now. And
okay.
One of my essay questions was talking about if the covert operation and things of that nature should lie with the DOA or the CIA.
Yes.
And I was just wondering what your thoughts about both of those departments and who should really be handling that type of thing, and what do you see America, how America uses covert operation, and if you think it's just in any, you know, kind of way.
No, Bill. Covert operations have been taken over years ago by the internationalists. The CIA works directly. The CIA works directly for the NSA, and all
right.
of our covert agencies work directly for the international crime families, and have for years and years.
Right.
And so they're not working for the American people at all. So it's just a ridiculous examination of these organizations to even talk about them serving the American people, because those of us in law enforcement and the military that have studied these things know, of course, that they haven't been there for the American people for literally years and years and years, you know?
Right.
They set up, these organizations actually set up the September 11th bombing of
right.
the buildings and controlled everything, even to the stand down of our Air Force to
right.
going up and taking out these planes up there. They totally got them to stand down. So these agencies are out of control of the American system whatsoever. They're under the control of the internationalists. So it's
a futile exercise
to even discuss them serving the American people, because they're not going to do that. They won't allow them to. Okay?
Right. They're totally manipulated.
Yes, they are.
By the power families, or whatever
right.
you want to call them.
Right.
Wow. Interesting. And so, and Rosa Parks, getting back to that point,
uh-huh.
she who trained her?
Well, we even have the names of the people that trained her, Martin Luther King and all of his crew that was leading the civil rights movement. These were all trained and were following the communist plan for causing agitation and unrest in our nation to cause change. The communists have always said, even in their writings, that if they cause chaos and cause agitation, it will cause change. And, of course, the change they wanted is us bringing in a communist system, which is exactly what happened.
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, and do you feel that I mean, wouldn't you, like you said, even white leaders are corrupt. And I mean, all throughout history, leaders have their agendas. They need some sort of leadership regardless. People are people, you know?
Yeah.
And the power structure is the way it is.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you for calling in and sharing those thoughts with me.
Appreciate it.
In the audience. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we'll be back and close out the program. We have another caller on the line, so stay tuned. We'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. And boy, I'll tell you, isn't it wonderful? My assistant, Carol, was listening to my stumbling around here. She's up in Idaho in our two police and military associations offices. Called me and reminded me about who wrote this book. Israel Cohen was one of the top communists in Britain in 1912, wrote the book Racial Program for the 20th Century, and it was read, this section about how they would use and abuse the blacks, was read into the congressional record June 7th, 1957, and you can actually go to page 8559 and look it up if you don't believe it. But it is horrendous what they plan to do to the black community, who at that time in 1912 and in even in 1957, folks, was an incredible Christian families. Black families had two parents in each family, and they were incredible Southern Baptist Christians for the most part, and they weren't devastated as they are as a community today, so much so. But let's go now to our last caller here, Ivan in Pennsylvania. Ivan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, my friend, doing fine.
That's great. I just want to let you know that you got a lot of guys out here in the Pennsylvania area who support you. You know, we're patriots over here. And although I like to consider myself an American, my skin is black. And, you know, we're straight-up militia over here, and we support the Constitution. And, you know, you're so right about the whole civil rights movement. We all know that a civil right is a right that is given from the government, and not from your God.
That's right.
As opposed to civil liberties.
Uh-huh.
And it's a shame that a lot of so-called blacks do not understand that, and their leadership that's been leading them down the road to mess. Of course, I hadn't been very informative. And so it's good to know that our patriotism goes back to the Revolutionary War. I mean,
absolutely.
We had guys like Phelan Poor, and even Crispus Attucks, who was a civilian. He wasn't even a soldier, but these guys stood up for the notion of freedom and justice for all. And I just wanted to put that out there. And there are a lot of good guys out there who, even, believe it or not, in the hip-hop and the rap community that have been talking about the New World Order for years and years in their
really?
Songs.
Really? I didn't know
and,
that either.
Going back to the 80s, Prince had a song, even Prince had a song called A Party Like It's 1999, because after 1999, things are going to get serious. They're going to do lockdown, martial law. We've been following, we used to sell William Cooper's book, Behold the Pale Horse. I've been on the street corner as a vendor for years, pumping this stuff out here, you know, trying to wake up my community. And, you know, we're straight up militia, man. You know?
Hey, listen, Ivan, do this for me, would you? Would you call in to the office up there in Idaho and give my assistant your phone number? I'd like to talk to you more, because I have such a heavy heart for the black community. I've lived in the black community much of my life in South Phoenix and seen the absolute devastation that was purposely caused in the black community. And, brother, I would love to talk to you some more. Would you do that? Would you call?
No doubt, Jack. I listen to you all the time.
Yeah, here's that number. Do you have my number?
Sure.
Okay, you have my number. Call Carol and give her your phone number. I'd like to talk to you some more, and maybe there's a way we can reach into the black community and do some good, okay?
No doubt about
it. Okay, brother. You take care.
Jack, you take care, and God bless you, and God bless your wife.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Well, that's a great call. All my calls are great calls. Well, folks, that looks like that's it for tonight. Got to get up early tomorrow and get on the road again, but Lord bless all of you out there, and don't forget, I'm just so pleased to be with you tonight. It's so good to be back with you. And don't forget, this old cop and my bride, Angela, here, we truly love you. We truly love you, America. You can count on that. Have a great night. I know.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.